recording?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that. I thought I was following your lead, Sammy.
Yes, we are.
Oh. I was following your lead. I thought we were doing a silent bit.
It was pretty funny.
Was it? DB's messing with the knobs.
Check.
With the knobbies.
No, you're good. Oh, it was for me.
Good. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Check.
Halloween's upon us. I'm so excited to go trick-or-treating tonight, guys. Right, guys? Tonight, we're going?
Got bad news for you.
What?
Halloween was yesterday.
No, but we're recording. No, this episode's going to come out after Halloween, but we recorded it on Halloween.
Yeah, and it's a really spooky episode. We're going to talk about the scariest things on this episode, like male pattern baldness, high cholesterol,
unmarried women in their 30s.
Can I finish? Erectile dysfunction. Those are the scary things in life.
ED.
Unmarried women in their 30s.
So you and Max are dressing up like the Banger Sisters tonight, right?
Yeah. DB's idea, but I loved it.
You know, the hit movie, The Banger Sisters, Susan Sarandon and Goldie Hawn.
I'm Goldie.
Me too. We're both Goldies.
We're both. No, and Susan, we're both just the Goldies. I don't even know that movie, The Banger Sisters.
You don't know The Banger Sisters?
But it's just such an iconic costume that we had to do it.
Is that where the Banger Brothers got their name from?
That's probably...
Who was that? Was that Drew and Seamus?
The Bang Bros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bang Bros. Bang Brothers.
Bang Bros. No, Halloween was yesterday.
Fuck.
Now candy's on the cheap.
So, yeah, best time of the year.
Yeah.
For fatsos.
How did you find this movie, The McPherson Tape?
It was someone in the Times. I saw it in the Times. They did
like best scary movies.
They did like they had like an audio series, like the horror critic talking about the scariest movie, and then like the television critic talking about the scariest episode of TV.
What did they say was the scary X-Files?
Like a literary, yeah, it was an X-Files episode.
Did you send the kid an invoice?
It was, but a single episode. A single episode of the X-Files, I think it was.
Yeah, I read that same edition, and I just had to say, when I was reading it, the one where it talked about that movie.
Yeah.
The times are changing. I remember when they used to not do horror movie sections. Huh? What did you guys say?
Do you remember the X-Files episode they
I didn't listen to the whole thing. It was just.
And you sure they didn't say that it was just specifically in the intro when that scary dude's face morphs?
Yeah, I read that same one and times are changing.
They're like, you don't need to watch an episode of the X-Files, just the intro is scary enough.
It was like an episode from the fourth season called Home, I think, is what I remember.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
Did you invoice him on Bluebird or on Seamco or Zoho or Shopify?
We're in the middle
Which
of
one?
A pod.
Yeah, the real pod.
Yeah. We talk about work.
Steamco.
Oh.
From the Shopify.
Yeah.
Did he pay?
No. I resent it today.
Taking care of business.
I think he... I don't see the invoice.
It would be under drafts.
Oh. That's where you got me, dude. So let's go with you, DB. You drafty son of a bitch. Huh? Huh?
Well, I mean, everything was fine until you started talking about work.
What do you mean?
Well, works.
Work sucks. I know.
Work does suck.
I don't see an invoice for MDB.
We'll look at it later.
When we forget?
Or write it down. You take notes during the pod, don't you?
Oh, I see it. DB did a perfect job.
Oh, perfect.
DB's so on top of it, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know why you were doubting.
Hmm?
You were doubting?
He didn't have the confidence. He was right, so he should have, though. Comment?
Somehow I'm always wrong.
No, well, no, you were right with the invoice.
Right, but you still went out of your way to say that.
I didn't go out of my way.
Oh,
it was
you
directly
have had the
on the way. You're just kind of like, can we talk about this later? Because I'm hiding something. You could see how someone could interpret that way.
No, it's just I don't want to talk about work on the pod.
What do you want to talk about on the pod? And let's get straight into it.
Anything but work.
Is the pod work?
For me, it is.
Or is it shoot?
So, oh, and he also used shoot, Paul Giamatti.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. That's cool.
New Haven Zone.
He's like, all that shit was work, but that was shoot. And then the other guy instantly knows what he means. All
right.
And he's like, one warning was enough. Crack out.
My
porn name is Michael Hanukkah. Can we talk about that?
That's a good one.
That's when, a director.
When you bust a nut, you go, shalom.
No.
You always take too far. How'd your dressing up as a IDF guy go over for Halloween?
What's IDF?
Oh, now you're going to pretend like you don't know?
I don't fart patrol.
Oh, that'd be a funny costume. You were saying you were dressing up like an IDF guy, the scariest thing you could possibly be.
Nice. Another great pod where Sammy and Max team up.
This feels low energy and that we're not connecting. I don't know which one's worse.
Well, you're sitting in a different chair.
Not true. So it's...
Don't chew into the mic,
we're
though.
We're listening to you eat McDonald's.
DB said, let's eat on the pod.
I did. Yeah. I was down for that.
And he's the producer, so I'm following his lead.
Zelda's never going to listen. All right, high energy. The McPherson tape. It was the first found footage.
We did this in real life.
Like the Blair Witch Project. You know that one?
Well, I think in The Thing they found footage, which came out before that.
Well, we did watch The Thing recently, which I'm very happy we did, and Max gave it a shot, which I was even more happy about, which it was a little out of his wheelhouse, but he was nice enough to make it happen.
I'm sure like in the 50s when it came out, it was a huge deal, but in today's standards, dead tech, bad movie.
Thank you for giving it a shot, though.
Why was it
that
a bad movie?
Big of you.
Why was it a good movie?
No, it wasn't the right...
We weren't watching it in the right. I guess the fun
moment.
Like special effects of the monsters, but
yeah, practical effects.
But the story.
They call them.
I'm a story man. You guys know that.
The story.
I'm a numbers man, and I'm a story man.
I feel like the story is what holds it together.
They didn't do a good job. I think they cut out too many scenes or something. They had plans or something because it, like, yeah, they just. Because everyone says, like, the paranoia and whatever, but it doesn't really ever build, you know? Like, there's, like, nothing going on, then all of a sudden they're all in the same room, and they're like, it's one of us. But, like, I feel like that feeling of it could be any one of them should go through the whole movie, not just, like, every few scenes when they all meet up together to kill one of them.
I think that's pretty fair
assessment. Yeah, it's a good... But, right, you know, something else I was
I know
really,
what I'm talking about.
Whoa. I was really impressed by...
Let's not get carried away.
I think writing paranoia has improved since then.
Right.
Also.
I'm saying these are better now.
Like tension into the script.
Yeah, writing tension and building up better has improved since that. But that was a movie that I think... really hit it early, and you didn't see a lot of movies doing that at that time. So it's hard to, you know, you got to sometimes watch old movies like that through a lens.
Right. No, that's true. But why would I do that when I could just watch a movie not through a lens and enjoy it much, much more?
Yeah. No, I get it. I hear your point of view.
Like sometimes you could have a cracker, a plain cracker, and be like, imagine if this had most delicious jelly on it, how good would it be? But then instead, you could just go have a Big Mac and it's actually fucking fire. You don't have to imagine anything. You know what I mean?
I saw Colbert release this clip. I guess maybe it was put up on YouTube 4 days ago.
Colbert?
No, Stephen.
Stevie?
And
little Stevie Colbert?
He was interviewing John Carpenter.
Yeah. Oh, right. I saw he was on the show.
Yeah. Right. And John Carpenter, which I think is BS.
Yeah.
He was like, no, if you watch the movie, there's enough evidence.
Oh, that was in the Colbert thing?
Well, he said it before in interviews.
Okay.
But then, I'll say it again.
Yeah, but I watched someone calling out John Carpenter, right. A different YouTube video where they collected evidence from him doing interviews from like the 90s.
Right, right.
Sending out tweets and everything. He's been wishy-washy on it the whole time.
Mm.
So I think what we've noticed...
Wishy-washy out, saying like sometimes he's saying, oh, there's definitive evidence, and sometimes he's saying like, oh, who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And...
No, but imagine.
Right. But on Colbert, he was like, no, if you watch it, there's, you know, if you watch it carefully, you can get an answer for the ending, you know, and if you haven't seen the ending by now, shame on you. But, you know, there's two guys left and you don't know who the thing is.
If there, or even if there is it, a thing.
Which
left.
I'm leaning on that there's not. Right. I think that they're both human.
Oh, wow. You changed your opinion.
Yeah. After like thinking about it,
yeah.
Probably too much.
Yeah.
Like in my free time.
Yeah.
I think that they're both human and you're left with that. Because the movie's about nihilism. It's about the end of the world. There's a no win situation with the thing, the monster itself. And the ending is very sad, you know, ultimately. So I think you're kind of left with, no matter what, even if they got rid of the thing,
yeah,
humans are still going to be skeptical of each other.
Right.
You know, so they're still, you're still not out of the woods yet.
Mm.
You know, you're still left with this feeling of, okay, even if the thing spread across the earth and you happen to get rid of it,
right,
you're still going to be left with humans being skeptical of each other.
Of
and there's
another.
Always this distrust,
right,
of people.
Between...
Yeah.
Human on human distress.
That's how bad of a movie it is.
No, why do you? What do you mean?
It wasn't that bad, but I didn't think it was good.
Well, I was
for all the reasons he just said.
I was really impressed that Max called out the special effect.
What special effect?
Oh, you realized when they were doing the blood test that MacReady's hand.
So I mean, you noticed it, right?
MacReady. Not when I was like a kid watching
it. Well, I'm not
but,
a kid watching
but
it.
Like breaking it down, like as I got older and learned how they did the special effects,
right.
I noticed.
That also seemed like an unnecessary special effect.
Well, if you think about it, they had no physical way of having the blood become something and pop out
of the petri dish. Like a tube that ran through his fingers, like through his arm and through his fingers or something.
But it wasn't getting the effect they wanted. Like they would just
opinion.
Have the blood splatter. It wasn't right. This like creature mold.
Okay,
but so on.
Don't put
the
your
late
hand
show
up like that.
Well, what
he says there is evidence throughout the film that will let you know who the thing is
at the end. Yeah.
And he's saying there is.
No, he also says that there's evidence throughout the movie who the thing is, like. Whenever, right? Or no, just at the end. What about that thing with the glimmer in the eyes or whatever?
The glimmer in the eyes was
the
disproven. Yeah,
okay.
It was a fan theory, and it was also
a fan theory.
Well, you also had producers on the film.
Producer theories.
That like came forward and gave their opinions on commentary or podcast interviews, and they were proven wrong because like in certain scenes they show like remember when Palmer, the hippie guy who smokes weed, when he was becomes the when he exposes himself as the thing, he has a glimmer in his eye, so it's not. And there's a lot of great details too, because I've noticed them rewatching it, like when they're doing the blood test and Palmer knows he's the thing, right?
Yeah.
And he knows he's going to be exposed. Before they test his blood, they do a close up of him, and you can't see my face on the pod, but he just goes.
Right.
And it's great.
Like what it is, kid.
Like a shrug.
Yeah, thank you. He like shrugs
sort of,
like, here we go.
What's a movie
a facial
could,
shrug,
what's a movie though. We could all agree on, the three of us, that is good?
I hate
most movies.
Who Be Halloween.
I don't think he would agree to that.
Yeah, I think you're right. He wouldn't agree. But like any other Adam Sandler movie. Or like the good ones.
Like what?
Like You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah.
You came at 9:45?
Boom. We scheduled for 10:30.
Right.
So he could just be saying he
he's
came
unprofessional, wasting our time, you might say.
No.
How come it's never that? When is it that? When is it someone's unprofessional wasting your time.
Yes. No,
but like,
that's
paint
a
me
example.
A picture of a situation.
That's a good example.
But better example than what happened to me? The hate crime on me?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
But I'm the hero in that situation.
No.
Okay, fine. I'm not the hero, but they were unprofessional.
I just don't know why you have to like use such aggressive language.
Even if
in
it's
my
correct,
opinion.
Why do I have to get
yeah,
so aggressive?
Yeah, because I just don't
because
think
it's correct.
It's
but it doesn't matter.
It's correct.
It's correct. Right.
In
and I'm the hero.
It's like intellectually correct. It's like factually correct,
right.
But it's not spiritually correct.
Well,
because there's
I live in the factual world.
Okay, but there's
not in
a,
the thing universe.
No.
Well, there's a glimmer in your eye. How come there is no glimmer in your eye, by the way?
You have mad glossy eyes right now.
Yeah.
Why are you using so many eye drops?
Because I'm doing an experiment on which ones are the good eye drops and which ones are the bad.
Well, they say...
Yeah, what is it? I was asking you the other day.
I know. I need to look it up or something. But not Clear Eyes or Clearasil. Like, those are...
Not Clearasil is a face wash, right?
Oh, is it? What was the... Clear Eyes and then... Visine.
Visine.
Right.
Those actually dry your eyes out.
That's what they... It doesn't make any sense, these things that are sold. But the eye doctor says...
Well,
clear
no one,
eyes and
it's
and
the world
visine.
We live in because they also say those wet wipes are flushable when they're
right. Well,
like sure you could put Visine in your eyes, but it's not gonna dry your eyes. Sure you could flush a flushable, but it's gonna jam your shit up.
Right.
Give me a third example. And if not, you have to admit you live in a fantasy world.
No, there are definitely more examples of
just
that. That's a good one.
Or admit you live in the fantasy world.
Like. You know, Cheerios is part of a balanced breakfast or something.
Well, that's true.
What?
Depending on if you balance it out. Like on a scale, a lot of Cheerios, you'd have to have a lot more Cheerios than one full-size orange on the scale, but
right.
You could balance it.
Or half a grapefruit.
I don't like grapefruit. It's so metallic-y.
It's true.
Especially the brulee version.
What is a movie we could all agree on?
I think he's gonna have to say the movie,
and then we'll have to see if we agree.
And no matter what he says, he's gonna say like horseshit the movie, and you're gonna be like yes queen slay
yes,
queen and
preach.
I'm gonna be like guys we watched it, it's literally called horseshit the movie because it's horseshit. And you guys would be like, well, I saw on SNL, they did a very interesting skit.
We weren't in the right mindset for The Thing. The Thing is a good fucking movie.
In 81, it might have been the best movie
no,
of all time.
No, today. Better than almost every movie coming out today. But I understand what you're talking about.
It could only be one or the other.
No, but imagine...
I will
eating
not.
A Big Mac. Like you,
talk
you should
while
know.
We're waiting for her, do your imagine, but imagine.
No.
You
what
don't
do
want to do
mean?
That?
No.
You don't want to talk about your new hero?
It's another podcast.
Oh, right.
All right, Big Rex.
Yeah.
Big Rex.
Why? That's fine.
Big recommendation.
Dude, we all got to support each other in the Jewish community. You know?
That's true.
Like, why are you trying to keep other Jews down?
That's true.
Put your phone away, though.
Well, I don't know what it's like, their names or what it's called.
You know their names and what it's called.
I don't know the other girl's name, and I don't want to...
Abby?
No.
Rebecca?
No, none of
it. It's Abby.
No. Okay, there's a podcast called Too Far with...
Shlomo Benjamin.
No, with Robbie Hoffman, I think her name is.
You definitely knew her name.
Hold on one second.
I can't hold on when you're fucking pumping out bullshit, dude.
Okay, yeah. We're Too Far with Rachel, Kaylee, and Robbie Hoffman.
That's what I said. I said the Kale, sir.
And I think I just listened to one episode, but it was...
Is it their highest rated episode?
I don't know. It was the newest episode at the time. I'm sure there's a newer episode now. This was like a week ago, but...
I hear they come out bi-weekly.
Really? Should we do that?
Well, we're basically doing that now because...
Oh, bi-week. You're saying bi-weekly isn't every other week. I thought you meant it twice every week.
Right.
Language is funny, huh?
Like you wake in the morning, but like there's also like the wake, like a funeral. And then like when you curse at people, you're like putting a curse on them.
Or like you can like darn a sock to mend it, but yeah. Then you can also say darn.
And you could hit people with a DX suck it, but you could also give them the middle finger. That's not a good example.
No, you fucked up, dude.
But that is a good example of being unprofessional.
For trying to bring it around to wrestling.
I was trying to get into
wrestling.
It.
You're trying to get into it.
Ever since I said I was going to take a break from watching wrestling, it's becoming better.
Do you I honestly believe that?
I mean, the last two episodes weren't the fire most, but they were better than huge. Oh, fuck. I meant to watch NXT last. Oh, no. I was out all last night. But there was a Halloween episode on.
Did you have fun giving out candy to the Yellow Deem?
Yeah, but some of them were fucking brats, and I wasn't having it.
Crazy. What weren't you having?
I was like 2, 3 max. I gave them a choice.
You gave them a choice? Yeah.
Because you got to give them a little choice just so they feel like they're in control. So really, I want them to take 3, but I'm like lowballing them to
right.
be like, you know, when you negotiate, you start low.
Right.
And then you meet where you actually want to meet.
Yeah.
Know? So I'm like 2, 3 max.
Right.
And then the ones who have like behavioral issues, they'd be like, well, I'm going to take 3.
Right. Like, and no, the ones with behavioral issues are just... Holy moly.
Well, you let them walk all over you.
No,
but it's not your fault.
Even when
I should have been there
even
to have
when
your
I
back.
Said, well, I just kept thinking the trick-or-treaters came so sporadically.
Yeah.
I just kept going back and forth. Like, after the first monsters came.
Yeah, those kids were
not
monsters.
Referring to their costumes. Like... they grabbed so much candy.
Those kids were
because
monsters.
It was the first. They were the first trick-or-treaters. I had a giant ball. I was just like, go for it. They're like,
why didn't the parents say anything?
Well, they all. But the one thing was, they all ask how much.
Oh,
like they all
I was
know.
Talking to you, yeah.
Right. Like they all realize that there is
a limit.
Some kind of limit. But if you, and you know, so they're like, how much? And I'm like, oh, you know, like whatever you feel is right. Like, I would say whatever you feel is right.
That's dumb. They're little kids on Halloween with a bowl full of candy in front of them.
Right. So then if they took too much, I'd say, well, easy does it. Easy does it, mister.
Here's a,
and Mrs.
Here's a bowl full of cash. Whatever you think is right. Little kid who doesn't know anything.
I guess you do that to me.
That
I would take all the money.
Now, that's interesting. I would only take one.
No, but then it was interesting. There were, like... the meek shall inherit the earth, children.
Yeah, but those kids were like 2 and barely understood the
concept
of Halloween.
No. There were very few and far between.
DB,
but
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I missed the whole thing conversation. This is bullshit.
No. We stopped talking
we
about
stopped
the
talking
thing
about
immediately.
It.
Oh, that's a shame.
What's
no, well, I heard I mean, the glimmer in the eyes combo.
Yeah, well, he was
Sammy
like,
has no glimmer in his eyes.
He's
you like that one?
I do.
what's a movie all 3 of us could agree on is good?
Probably nothing.
No, that's not true.
But
so many.
But that's okay because it's important. I mean, I'm okay with that, at least for me, because like I'm sure there's a movie we can put our heads together and enjoy. But
this bit was more about naming movies, not
right.
so much explaining.
I get it, but I'm
yeah.
I
your
like,
diary.
I like being pushed out of my wheelhouse and necessarily like Who Be Halloween.
Yeah.
I would never give the time to normally in my life, but you guys love it. I sit through it. I end up liking it.
Oh,
you know?
So we all agree.
So we all agree on Who Be Halloween.
So we all agree on Who Be Halloween.
Yeah, it was so stupid and funny.
Right.
Great. That was easy.
Yeah, but
for Sammy said that.
I mean, I said any yeah. Adam Sandler movie that's
well, you said any good, and then you changed to any good Adam
well,
Sandler.
Well, because
which
like
I
because
was
you were
saying.
I mean, look, like we could go. We've talked about classic movies we loved from growing up.
Classic.
Like
Sandlot,
Half Baked.
Right. Well,
I don't know if that holds up though.
Oh, it does. Come on.
Yeah, we watched it recently.
What was recently, in your opinion?
The last
20
5
years,
years
ago? No.
Yes.
Where?
Here.
At the Buff.
100%.
But there's a difference. Like, we could watch a
last
movie and enjoy it together, but we probably all have different tastes about movies like we love.
Sure, but what about Wolf of Wall Street?
Great movie.
Great movie.
So we agree on that?
Even though I don't like to give Scorsese mad props.
Why?
Oh, he's kind of a fucking dickhead, right?
A little pretentious for you?
Because he says Netflix is fake news or whatever?
I don't know.
He's 95 years old. He doesn't know anything.
Right. I guess I'm just jealous.
But anyway, real quick, Stephen Colbert said the thing's his favorite movie.
Right.
Which I, and like I've, wow. And I found that Bill Hader clip where Bill Hader said, like, has a whole rant about The Thing, where he loves The Thing too. So it's just really interesting. You find people secretly love a weird
movie. Well, I think the Thing is up there in, like,
the history of retards.
People saying it's their favorite. Enemy of the Pod, Jonah Kaplan loves The Thing.
Kaplan or?
No, Jonah.
Well, Jonah, Enemy of the Pod, also loves all those historically bad movies like Arrival and whatever all that garbage shit is.
He does?
Right.
What do you mean? Those Apple TV Plus
movies?
No,
not the Apple TV movies.
What, Arrival with Amy Adams?
Yeah.
That's like
those stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that movie you took everyone to the juice box to see?
Tenet?
Yeah, Tenet. Like, no. Yeah, it's like, yeah. He was wearing a Tenet t-shirt when he came up the other night. And a scarf. He had a Tenet scarf and t-shirt on.
Official movie merch from the production.
No, they looked like they were cloned. They were not official merch even. Like, he got them in Chinatown. Right?
But obviously, but there is a way to track who is The Thing throughout. And I think
that's what Carpenter says.
Yeah, but Norris gets it first. Remember, Norris is the dude whose chest opens?
Okay.
He got it first. Palmer was next. And a YouTuber I watched pointed out something that is actually hilarious. That, remember the guy Windows with the radio?
Mm-hmm.
The Thing hates Windows. And both interactions they have in the movie, The Thing doesn't like Windows. And it's just so funny.
More of a
like
Mac guy. Yes.
I mean, the movie started, you were hyped. You were like, hey, we should be shooting at animals from helicopters. This is sick.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
We should be knocking out windows with
that
with the barrel of a gun. And
then it went right to radio work, and you were like, oh, this movie has radios in it?
Right, but I'm a story man. Yeah, like, there could be all the cool special effects and whatever.
We were talking too much. The lights were on. We were like...
You're such a light freak, if I may.
I understand it shouldn't really matter if the movie is like great, but I do think you need to be in the right mindset for a John Carpenter film.
What other fine films?
Also, Mickey
Hero made
Mickey
John Carpenter. They Live.
They Live is so good.
Assault on Precinct 13.
Are these better than
Halloween?
The Thing?
Halloween.
Are these better than The Thing? Or is
no,
things
I think The Thing is coup de grace.
He's but not the man.
I disagree. I don't think guy. The Thing is my... The Thing's okay. Not my favorite.
No.
I would put Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from New York, Assault on Precinct 13. All three of those I would put ahead.
What about Taking a Pelican 13? 1, 2, 3.
Pelham.
1, 13. 1-12-13.
The John Carpenter did get his helicopter license after because of shooting The Thing.
He shot The Thing.
Sick.
Like they flamethrowered it.
Shooting the movie.
The Thing hated windows or doors.
There's a character named Windows because he always wears sunglasses.
I thought he was more of a.
But Mac there's a
guy.
Scene where Max
or
like
Adele.
Like, all right, Palmer and Windows, you go check this. And then member Palmer's like, I'm not going with Windows.
Right. So and you're saying that's a clue in who The Thing
is. Not necessarily a clue. It's just a bizarre detail that's
right,
in the
right.
movie that
well,
The Thing doesn't like
okay,
Windows.
Last thing on The Thing.
How do you not put your eye into the microphone thing? It's like so
we can
tempting.
Hear your eye.
It's last
so,
thing.
It's like begging for you to. Perfect
last
size.
Thing on The Thing, because I don't want to get too... I feel like we have so much other stuff to cover. Yeah, but
like The Thing, Tim.
He might be making it.
No. That's crazy. He hasn't made a movie in... Or I guess...
Ghost of Mars, I think, was his last movie, which
really?
Was in like 2003 or something.
Even earlier, I think. Or But
yeah.
like, yes.
I heard he advised on Tenet.
yeah, he's like, this movie's not confusing enough.
Like, whether or not...
The weather? It was freezing out.
You can.
My family had a You Can XL, and we flipped it. Our shul went to the mountain to go tubing.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, it was me and my dad, and he hit some black ice, and we went over the side of the road into the ditch, and we landed upside down.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
In a Yukon XL?
Yeah, in a Yukon XL.
You were upside down in the car?
Upside down. And I remember landing upside down. My finger got stuck in between the sunroof, ceiling, and the glass. Like, it wasn't painful, but, like, just somehow my hand went flying in there. My finger got stuck.
Oh, shit.
And then maybe one of my brothers was with us. And then we went to the diner afterwards, whatever local diner, you know, the tow truck guy took us there.
Like, you just crawled out.
And my dad's like, you guys can get whatever you want. And we're like, why are you crying, you fucking pussy? Everything's fine. And, you know, obviously to him, he's like, I almost just killed my family.
Kids, right.
But we're like,
was the whole family in the car?
No, I think it's just me and maybe one of my brothers.
You called it shul growing up?
Yeah.
What the fuck is shul? Is that the thing from Ghostbusters?
Oh, no, it's the Zool. Real one's that's called Temple. Zool.
Oh.
It's just temple or synagogue. Is it temple is English, synagogue is Hebrew, and shul is Yiddish.
Like,
but more religious.
Sammy,
people
you're saying you were too cool. Is that what you're saying? You were too cool for. Dude, say you're it, getting David. Adele.
Zool.
There is no Dana. So
no, the thing rocked, what, obviously.
Whatever you want to read into it, like you can and can't, like the glimmer in the eyes, or the interesting, like John Carpenter saying, like, oh, there's clues throughout to let you know. Like the thing, not the thing, but the thing about the eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like that it could be taken as a hint,
mm-hmm.
but it could also not be, you know? So, like, yeah, like, there is no definitive answer other than in his mind or, like, whatever, you know.
Well, you can assume with the eating and drinking.
Yeah.
Because my favorite scene in the movie is where you see Wilford Brimley with the noose hanging and he goes, I'm fine. I'm really fine. And there's just a noose hanging in front of him, yeah. which just cracks me up every time. He's eating out of cans.
Right.
So at some point.
Right. They did share
they
with
did,
everyone.
They did. MacReady did tell everyone we should be eating and drinking from. But you blew my mind.
Yeah.
When we finished watching it. And if it is true that I'm not really for the theory of like a single cell of the thing gets into you and changes you, because they didn't really show that or explain
that out.
Right.
They didn't flesh
that out. I think it's very much the thing has to absorb you and then it can mimic you.
Right.
And absorption has to take absorption has to take place.
Yeah.
I think. But if that single cell theory is true, MacReady gives Childs the bottle at the end and then laughs after he sips it.
But that could go either.
Not meaning,
well, it could
that's
go,
one interpretation.
Right.
It could also just be way. Laughing like, holy shit, I can't believe we lived through all this.
Right. No,
yeah,
but we
yeah.
said that we thought it meant MacReady, or like if we were to pick one way, we thought it meant MacReady was
not,
the thing.
Well,
but
maybe
like,
you guys not
but
maybe.
Childs, but other people read into it like, oh, Childs is the thing because he takes the bottle.
Right. And sips from it.
And sips
even
from
though
it.
They all know
even,
the rule.
Right.
All
right.
Yeah. Thing two.
Electric Boogaloo. Maybe this one will be good. Better.
Would it be called The Things?
Yeah. Or Two Things?
Two Things is good.
Or maybe it'll be a Jamaican version and
just
we'll call it...
Just
Tings.
T-I-N-G-S.
Maybe it'll be a Jamaican version.
Tings.
Starring Chet Hanks.
Oh, the things you do for your family.
It's a movie that takes place in Jamaica, but it stars Chet Hanks.
That's good.
Oh, the thing. All the windows. Oh, in Jamaica, we sweep the carpet things.
What?
Right? Don't they do the opposite in Jamaica? They sweep the carpet and vacuum the floor or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, man. The things. Oh, the things.
The kids were crazy last night, huh?
I'm not going to back you on this.
What do you mean?
You're trying to turn into like a racist thing.
No, what are you talking about?
They were crazy, yeah. I mean, when I had them, I put them under control.
You said but two, also, I'm three max.
Yeah, but also I'm a professional tutor, so I'm more used to working with kids.
You missed it before. Right, that's true.
I went to late night McDonald's the other night. And yeah. There was a guy in front of me in the drive-thru and a bicycle. I like this story.
Yeah. Oh, no, great story.
When you're doing a thing where you're like...
No, I was just upset that McDonald's, that you're eating so much McDonald's.
It's like the highest protein for the cheapest dollar you could get.
Good.
I'm sorry I can't afford to eat caviar three meals a day like you.
You're right.
And you never even offer me one bite even when you're not going to finish the jar. And you're like, oh, I'm going to save it for later, and you throw it out.
Right, because that's where it belongs. It doesn't belong.
And people like me?
Just like, you know.
Say it.
Leftover caviar doesn't belong.
It's like not a thing.
Right.
There is no leftover caviar. There's caviar to eat, and then there's caviar to go to the trash.
Right. Yeah.
All right. When you say it like that, it sounds reasonable. But at the time, I'm like seeing red. I don't like it's not. I'm in no reasonable state of mind.
Seeing red. Well, the
long story short, this guy just got out of prison and couldn't believe that two McFishes and a fry, medium fry, was $15.
Yeah,
and he kept on accusing me of like funny business. And then finally, I was like, "Look at the fucking board in front of you. It says the fish plus fries equals $15." And he's like, I'm sorry, I just got out of jail. I didn't realize inflation was out of control this much. And I was like, yeah, welcome to the real world, buddy.
We're all in jail now.
You can't even afford, no one can even afford McDonald's anymore. Only like the top 1% of the 1% could afford to ball out of McDonald's.
Wait. In Rocky Horror, did they do the time warp for a first time?
What?
Well, it's very similar to when you ask customers who have never been here before, could I double check your ID? It's like the same thing.
Did they do the time warp for the first time in the
Did
movie?
Did you ever check their ID the first time when you asked to double check it?
Hold on.
Why wouldn't you acknowledge me?
Because the lyrics are let's do the time warp again.
Right.
Yeah.
No, we don't see it happen before that.
Is it reference though? Where they're like, hey, we've done the time warp on this other
that's
planet.
That's the reference. Saying, let's do the time warp again.
Now I want as much respect as you gave to that for that when you say you want to double check their ID when you've never checked their ID.
Right.
It's the same thing as let's do the time warp again.
Okay,
or you agree?
I agree, sure.
Sure. Explain the situation?
No.
Why?
Or Mickey.
We can't have a conversation?
No, we can.
But you're no...
So explain to the viewers at home what the frick we're
A new
about.
Customer comes in.
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, I
want
to buy
this.
How do
you know it's a new customer, Mickey?
Because they say, oh, man, how long you been here for? I walked by this store every day for the last 20 years, and I spend all my hard-earned vape money at the other store that's hates Jews.
Okay.
I'll start coming here now. And DB's like, okay, yeah, sure. You mind if I double-check your ID? But you never checked it the first time.
Right, but when I check it, I look at it, I go to hand it back to him, and then I pull
it back
in. And
then you say, you might double check it.
And then I double check it.
Interesting. No, but saying double check your ID, right, like...
It's like saying, let's do the time warp again.
No, not necessarily. Well, yes. I mean, the time warp again is just easy to... understand that they've done it before.
I'm not having an easy time understanding anything you're saying. It's like I don't know
Let
where
me
you.
Tell you
I'm
about,
not going right, to apply where
I
you live, but I live in the real world.
I think
in a society, even
no,
Darren Stysai.
You don't live,
and you live in Cuckoo Town. Population you. When did you start wearing jewelry?
Last November, 1 year ago, almost. It's almost my
it's darkest stormy night.
Did you ever have an earring?
Yeah.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Did? For
did.
What? How
I
long?
I got it in fifth grade.
But guys,
whoa,
listen, he had
early?
An earring on his
left,
this,
no,
on
no,
his
no,
right
no.
ear.
No.
Oh, no guys, like, listen, can I finish?
No.
He
no,
had
no.
an earring.
Well, first
but
of all,
on his right
okay,
ear.
No. The earring was on my left ear, just factually. Not because I knew. Not
right
because
ear.
I knew.
Wait, real quick,
difference.
I just have an announcement to make.
No.
Sammy had an ear on his right ear.
No.
The gay ear. That's a gay ear.
No, I had it on my left ear, not because I knew the difference.
Well, like stage left.
So happened.
Stage
no,
left
no,
ear.
No, let my left ear.
Like if he looked in the mirror, it'd be on his left ear.
Well, that is. No. Stage left would be my left ear.
What?
Stage left would be my left ear.
Yeah, only a gay guy would know the stage sides.
No. No, the only reason you know the left ear right theory is
because you told
thing,
me.
No,
you're like,
you
see how I'm on the
club,
right? That means that.
Because you were in that club in school.
Pen 15?
The Gay Straight Alliance.
You turned it on me. You got me then.
And you were in the Gay Straight Alliance where they taught you things like that. Because like in order to be an ally.
For the folks listening at home, the other day, we were talking about high school, the glory days. I mean, I've only gotten stronger and more powerful since then, but for some other people on the podcast, it was the height of their lives. But the Gay Straight Alliance Club comes up, and instantly, I don't want to name names, but it was everyone else on the podcast besides me, points out their hands Spider-Man style, like, it's me, or whatever that meme is. And they're like, you were in that club! Like, they couldn't say it fucking fast enough.
And it created a causality burn.
Now we're all in the Spider-Verse.
Where we both got burned into oblivion.
Yeah, they got burned into the
crossing the streams.
You were in that club.
You were
Did
in that club.
Wasn't I ally in high school? You betcha.
Yeah. I'm not saying, yeah. But that's how you know about
the earring thing?
The earring thing. I didn't know, but I had it in my left ear. It was in my left ear. You can bet on that.
I don't like losing bets.
On God, dead ass, my shit was in the
I don't
left
like
ear.
Losing bets, so I wouldn't
How
bet
long
on.
Did you have
How
it?
How long did I have? Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I like
some dude ripped it out. It got caught on his bracelet.
Not a zipper.
It got caught on some dude's Freddie Prinze Jr.
No, but
or on
also
his Prince
around
Albert.
That time, I had it for a year or two or three.
He was figuring things
I would
out.
Say. Probably through, I probably had it through eighth grade. Maybe more. I don't know.
It was like his whole personality.
Take it out. No. I didn't like, it wasn't like a big decision to take it out or anything. I think like I was switching it around and having fun with it.
But what about 10th grade when you had the ear in your right ear?
I didn't.
We can move on if you're uncomfortable talking about this.
No, I had it for a couple of years. I don't remember how long, but also around that same time, I would say like fifth, sixth,
yeah.
seventh.
What was I up to?
Eighth. I also wore like a necklace.
A Jesus cross.
No. It was like the, with like the one big one and the three small ones. What's that called? You guys know. Like the flat, like chain.
Like puka shells?
No. It's like
oh,
a chain.
Like the punk?
Like a cool. No. Oh, well, I did wear punk balls. I wore like a.
What are you talking about then?
I'm talking about.
Like a designer thing? Like a Sasha thing?
Yeah.
I don't know this necklace.
Yes, you do. Everyone wore them when we were kids. Yeah.
Maybe the people in that
chain
club you were in.
Necklace.
If you don't want to talk about when you had the right earring, we don't have to talk about it.
Like Zelda wears one.
She only wears gold.
Like this. You guys know this.
I don't have a computer.
Hold on.
I didn't have a cell phone until I was 24.
That's
Cuban chain. Cuban
link?
I don't know.
That's what they call it?
I don't know. But yeah, I do recognize it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a
that was cool.
Thug necklace. A wigger thing.
I was a wigger for sure.
Damn, that's sick. A wigger with a right earring? That's pretty... That's different. That's unique. I'm saying you're... That's unique.
Oh, Figaro chain, I think they call it.
What's Cuban chain, then?
I don't know.
Google it. Chain. Let's not move on until we figure this out.
Cuban...
I think Figaro is like the way people with right earrings call Cuban chains.
Cuban chain.
Do Cuban chain versus Figaro.
No, this is different. This is very different. Cuban is definitely more thug and like baller. It's like tighter.
Well,
it's like tighter links.
Oh wow!
And it doesn't have like that big.
Okay.
You know, there's like a pattern to the. This is all the same. The Cuban chain, the Figaro.
The Cuban has round, bold, and interlocking. Figaro has one or two circular links, followed by an oval one. Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
You see, there's like the big oval one, then there's two circles.
Damn, you were a Figaro man.
I was Figaro, all the way.
I'm a tight Cuban guy.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. That's what I used to say coming down the hallway.
With his right earring singing an opera. And he's like, hey, Max, can I come to your club today? I think I could use some support. I was like, yeah, young blood. I talked to him like that because he had the wigger necklace on. I thought I was trying to relate to him and make him feel comfortable, you know. When people said party at Sammy C's tonight, were they?
Yeah, almost definitely.
Can I finish?
And then I think I had like a bracelet also at some point, like also Figaro style.
In eighth grade.
Where are these necklaces now?
I was so punk.
Yeah.
I was so punk.
Right.
You still are.
Like in a suburb in New Jersey, being real punk.
That's real punk.
I took the top of a sock. Like the red, so like, you know, like the socks, you know, the high socks.
Yeah, sure.
The classic ones where it had like the red, blue, red stripe.
Yeah.
I cut just that and I wore that as a bracelet.
That's punk. Did you make that up?
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen that. That is
yeah,
very
I just
fun.
Did it.
You that's, made it up.
That's punk
I just
as
did
fuck.
It for
a girl
that.
Didn't show you that.
No.
Like a punk video didn't show you that.
No.
That's
you didn't see it,
and I use a safety pin to keep.
A girl
it on.
At the rock show didn't show you that.
No, see the problem is I have such feminine wrists. It was
show.
The only thing that could fit.
Figaro, Figaro.
Yeah, and then I wore like I wore Rolexes too for a while.
I used to bring a gun to school.
That was cool.
That's the thing I never understood
about teenage dirtbag.
First of all, I didn't have a teenage dirtbag
childhood.
Yeah, I didn't know about that song until I was in my late 30s.
Wheatus.
And then so I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, oh, that's a pretty cool song. And then I'm like, after the 10th listen, I was like, wait, the cool guy brings the gun to school?
Well, because they're not talking about cool guy necessarily.
He's like the asshole guy.
Yeah. Which, like he's a fucking,
I mean, you got the guy who's too scared to ask out the girl and listens to weird music, and then you have like the jock guy. One sounds cooler than the
but
other.
But it's not they're both sort of like yeah. No, definitely.
And so that guy's not bringing a gun to school though.
The boyfriend who's a dick.
The jock.
He brings a gun to school and he'd simply kick my ass if he knew the truth.
Yeah.
He lives on.
He doesn't even need the gun because he just
my
kick.
Block, and he drives an IROC. Is that what a cool guy drives?
I don't know what an
IROC
is.
I don't know.
That's probably
it's
probably
like
dope.
An 80s car, IROC, and he drives an IROC.
Did he mean to say like he drives in Iraq?
No.
I typed in IROC car, and I'm just seeing Chevy Camaros. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Oh, interesting.
What is an IROC car? International Race of Champions, IROC.
Oh.
Opted for the Porsche Carrera as their standard unit. So he's
driving
like
back.
A Porsche or a Chevy Camaro.
He's a cool guy.
And he has a gun.
He does international racing in
he
high
does
school?
International, yeah, this guy's the man.
That's insane.
Wait, we are recording that, right?
Yeah.
He drives an IROC, and TB has a sock for a bracelet.
I mean, you were, but like,
that's good.
Yeah, the song plays with like
your
high school cliches. I think you know.
Yeah,
it the cliches that the cool guy jock brings a gun to school.
It
that's not the cliche.
I know that. I'm saying it plays around with them. Like it muddies the waters between.
Now we're talking about muddy waters.
He's explaining that who the cool guy in the high school is, but when you're looking back on high school as an adult writing the song, he's a loser.
The what? Cool guy. No,
cool
no,
guy.
No, no, no. It's
he drives an IROC. That's always cool.
What was it? IROC.
It's a
international.
You know, first, it was a Porsche and a Porsche Camaro, and now it's a Chevy Camaro. And he drives that. And he has a gun.
Yeah, but his dad bought it for him.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
even
like
cooler.
We don't know.
He
what...
saved all that money. His dad loves him. I bet the weedest teenage dirtbag probably like was a test tube baby straight to the orphanage.
Right. Well,
that's not cool growing up in an orphanage. You think that's cool?
Bruce Wayne's pretty cool.
Not really. He has no friends.
And that's pretty cool.
And he never smiles. That's
That's not cool. We got a couple. We got a Batman last night.
What?
We got a Batman. We had a Flash. We had a few Black Panthers.
What version of Batman?
It's like the sexy the Batman, emo Batman.
Like whatever Batman
what
was
mean,
the sexiest.
Emo?
I mean,
wait, was it the Batman version?
No, it was just a little kid in a Batman costume.
But with the yellow like the.
I don't.
That's
know.
Like the classic.
No, it was all. I think it was all black.
Oh yeah, all black.
All black.
That's cool.
My favorite was the girl dressed as a bee, and then the mom was a beekeeper with
a
mask.
It was a bee. Yeah, that was fun. And before I opened the door, I said, "I'm allergic to bees."
Yeah, that was fun.
And then also, but honestly, the best costume, this girl came dressed as Velma, but like just the clothes and like maybe her hair was kind of like Velma, but like it just was like really like
the new Velma.
I guess.
The HBO Velma.
HBO Velma, yeah.
And what's the difference between HBO Velma and classic Velma? Or you, as you call normal Venmo? Venmo? Venmo?
She was a Velma of color.
Orange. The outfit's
no,
very
no,
cool.
No.
No what?
The girl was like ethnic. No, I don't.
Well, in other parts of the world.
I think she was Indian.
I don't even know why we're talking about a little girl's race. What the hell?
No, but
she's
costume,
like, y'all got any candy?
No, that's not what she
Yo, y'all no. Motherfuckers got any candy?
But her costume was really good. She was a good. It was a good costume.
Yeah,
it was a good costume. But the bee and the beekeeper was good.
Is that the one who wins?
I mean, costume wise, yeah. I mean, it was
they were
like
all pretty
it was just like nice. It was like nice clothes. Like she was like it wasn't like a Party City costume of Velma. It was like
right.
a nice orange sweater.
Right, yeah.
And like
she went to like Forever 21 and stuff.
Like, right.
Best though was this huge group of kids came. Sammy told them two pieces or whatever. He told them small amount. They could only take a little bit. Two, three maximum. He took my line. And there were so many, and they're all like charging at the bowl, you know. And then one girl waited till the end, till, you know, just properly waited her turn.
Yeah.
Sammy whispers to her, like, you could take as much as you want because you were patient. But
and,
she didn't.
But then she, only took one or something.
Because
the
meek shall inherit the earth.
Because the meek shall. Right. So, right. And that wasn't like a 2-year old. That's what I was talking about before. That's exactly what
I was
thinking about.
Yeah, but I bet she's a teenage dirtbag with no friends. I bet, like, she doesn't bring a gun to school, is what I'm trying to say. Like those kids grabbing fistfuls,
they
have guns. They stay straight. You know they got that motherfucking thing on them. This guy says,
"What was your favorite Halloween costume that you guys
saw last night, or
ever had?"
I was never like a dress up guy. I was more of a get the money and run type of guy. I remember one night, one day to school, I wore two hats, one backwards, one forwards, and wore rollerblades, and said that I was Sherlock Holmes.
What?
Huh?
Wait, say that again?
I didn't know Sherlock Holmes was a big rollerblade.
And it reminded me last night because I showed up wearing a hat, but I left my other hat there the night before, so I did that. And I was like, oh, that reminds me of that time. I don't know. I think one time I tried something scary. Like I think it was like the Grim Reaper or something, you know? And so like I had a hood or whatever. And then I wanted black face paint. And then maybe this is a dream or not, but I think it's real. And then my mom, like, realizing I'm doing blackface, and she's like, oh, well, maybe you don't need the paint. She's trying to, like, calmly talk me out of it so I don't throw a fit. And now thinking about it years later, being like, oh, like. But a little kid couldn't do blackface Grim Reaper in the 90s in Houston, Texas? That doesn't sound right.
Maybe it was.
Was she the original Snowflake?
Different reason.
Sammy, what was your favorite costume you think you did?
When he was high. When you were high, that was really good.
No, I never
When
did
this
that.
Year you were high.
No, I didn't.
If you did high if you joined the IDF.
No, last night I did, last night was pretty good. I did Zombie Chandler.
Zelda was Elaine. She looked exactly like Elaine.
Yeah.
Which isn't tough because she already looks like, yeah, he was Zombie Chandler, which I thought was.
Could I be any more dead?
That's what he kept saying. And the kids were like, stop doing that, mister.
Could I want any more brains?
That's pretty good.
Could I Wait, what did zombies say? Me want brains. Is that what they say?
What do they say, DB? As our in-house zombie master. And why are you a zombie master? If you have to ask, then I don't want to be alive anymore.
I don't remember zombies talking.
Oh, brains. No, that's interesting. They just say brains. Brain. Could I want any more brains? Tragedy. Tragedy struck us this
Halloween
week.
Well, it's funny. The day before he died, I was reading this article that says whenever celebrities died of, like, bizarre reasons or, like, they won't say what happened, like with Bob Saget, they're like, oh, he bumped his head or whatever.
Well, okay,
it means that they overdosed on cocaine and they don't want to say it in the papers. And then the very next day, they're like, Matthew Perry drowns at his hot tub, in his 2-foot-deep hot tub.
Well, we don't know. I mean, the Bob Saget thing.
So weird.
It was cocaine overdose.
What really?
Oh, my God. It was like you were looking at a... Yeah, stop doing that. You're so good at it. That time you sent the picture of all the cabinets open in the Conway kitchen was the scariest
was
thing
so
I've
funny.
Ever seen.
That was great.
Oh, wait. Then this kid came by who I know is like a friend's kid at the end of the
so
night.
Good.
And he had... And, you know, I just like let him have his...
He was a vampire.
Yeah.
And then a friend of his parents, I told him, know what I used to do on Halloween? The second I got home, I would just eat as much candy as I could. And his dad's like, leave the parenting to us, please.
But I made chili last night, and I brought out the bowl. I brought out the pot of chili.
Like, here, open up your
pillowcase. And I was like, here, open up your bag.
That's great.
And he's like, no.
Scooping chili.
That's great.
I was like, okay, just hold out your hands.
Yeah.
That was
like,
really funny.
No.
And he was loving Rocky Horror. Oh, and then Sammy showed him
what the kid was loving Rocky
Horror? Yeah, he was like hooked. He was like, oh, just staring at the screen.
Oh, wait, you like brought him inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were chilling. The parents were drinking alcohol.
That's true.
But also Sammy showed the parents and the little kid the elevator with the girl screaming thing. You know,
the
and the kid loved it. And the parents were like, this is too scary for him. And the kid's like, I love
funny.
It.
I don't think he liked it as much as I wanted him to. He was like, it's funny. I get it. Like, because his dad was like, oh, you're going to give my kid nightmares. And he was like, no, it's funny. It's funny. But like, he wasn't like cracking up like I was.
It's funny. Like, he's like, it's funny. I just figured out what I want to do with my life. Kill people.
Well, Sammy,
elevators.
You have a profound love for slapstick comedy, people getting hurt in movies comedically, or scaring.
Scaring is just...
It's your one of your favorite things in
which
the world.
Which is crazy that I you know, I just can never get it together, but I really want what I want to do on Halloween.
Watch scary
is
movies.
Dress up like a scarecrow, sit on a chair under the on the front porch with the bowl of candy in the basket with a sign, please take one or something. And then as the kids are coming up to grab one, you grab their arm.
Like Swiss
grab
stars.
It really hard, you grab their arm. Ah!
It's so good.
And you got to say something like, say goodbye to your parents or something. Right. Right.
I mean, I was just going to the door being like, boo! And kids were like, started crying.
No. There was a block, there was a house on our block growing up. Mr. Hyland's house.
Yeah.
And he would make a whole, like, haunted house leading up to his door. It was insane.
I think I remember that, maybe.
Yeah, it got turned out to be a pedo.
It was insane. It was so cool. Like, so much effort went into decorations when we were younger, at least, like, when we were trick-or-treating.
Right.
So many houses.
What did you guys do at your house?
We didn't like do a haunted house or anything, but my mom gave away the big bars to older kids.
Oh,
and then gave away like to the little kids, gave away the little ones.
Wow.
But if you were older, you know, like, you know, 9, 10, 11,
and if
you would get a full size bar.
9, 10, 11?
Yeah.
That's older?
Yeah. We had kids like 3-year-olds.
Right. Yes. Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But like,
we would TP our own house to get ahead of it.
That's what
you ever feel like Medusa's arriving now? I wonder who this is. Is it Medusa? Spooky. Spooktacular.
Spook.
I think when I was a little kid, when we lived in Houston, the Six Flags there, during Halloween, there was a thing. It was a ride, not really a ride, but you'd pay money and then actors dressed up as scary zombies would chase you through a maze. And I was a little kid. I'm like, this is the scariest thing ever. Who would ever do that?
But you did that?
No. I was like, who'd do that, though?
Should we go to an escape room tonight?
Well, I have tennis.
Oh.
That I prepaid for.
Right. After?
I'm down. What'd we get?
That's too late.
Oh, those new G-Pen things I ordered.
Oh.
No one dressed, you. None of you guys dressed up as the teenage dirtbag?
Well, I had a gun on me.
So he was the cool guy?
Yeah.
From that song?
I drove a motorcycle and I had a gun on me, so.
Did you have your motor? Oh, yeah.
My motorcycle, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
How am I going to edit that out?
All right. Should we get into it?
No. But I want DB to pick the next topic, if I may, if I could have a request.
I don't really have a topic.
You have nothing you want to say.
You talked about the thing. I'm happy.
You shouldn't be.
This guy's grinning from ear to ear over here.
No glimmer in his eyes.
That's how you know.
What'd you have for dinner last night? By yourself?
A salad and some spaghetti and meatball.
Oh, classic.
Was it a salad heavy meal or a spaghetti meatball heavy meal?
Heavy spaghetti meatball meal. I usually have a small salad.
That your mom made?
No.
Where'd you get meatballs from?
The meatballs I got from, I just had ground beef.
And you made meatballs?
On Sunday.
With breadcrumbs?
No. I don't do breadcrumbs in them.
They don't fall apart?
They do.
What do you mean?
That's like what the breadcrumbs are for, I feel.
To keep them bally.
To keep them together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like for the structure.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think you need it necessarily, but you need some sort of binding agent, I guess.
Like maybe I'm doing them all wrong.
No.
Well, yeah, they're not doing...
I'm sure they're yummy.
No, they're pretty tough.
What?
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Tough?
Actually,
well,
not like tough, but they're like... You know, I just like
well, if I was
ground
do,
beef and put
well,
it in
if I was,
right.
How come you just
well,
don't do meat sauce? That
right.
Seems easier than meatballs.
A bolognese. A bong.
What'd you have for lunch today?
Don't make me say it.
What?
You ordered 40 chicken nuggets and 2 large french fries from McDonald's.
Who's you?
Chicken McNuggets.
Exchange student?
You, Max.
You, Max? He's a good kid.
No,
I hope he gets that green pass. Or
no,
what do you call it?
Mickey from the pod.
Hope he gets that green card.
Oh, we didn't.
What?
We didn't open it up.
Open.
You didn't welcome us to. You didn't welcome us.
Shit. And now we're
in. This is all just preamble.
Yeah, this is the cold open. So.
This is the cold open.
We didn't even get to the hot close yet.
I do. I don't know if people like it, but like, I like it. I mean, it's not like so revolutionary what we're doing, but like
some
know, the
say
cold
it's game changing.
The cold open and then the intro a few minutes in. But what I do think is still revolutionary, still groundbreaking to this day, The Good Wife. When
yeah,
they would
45
drop,
minutes into the app.
Right? I mean, they never went that deep, which I feel like
but sometimes
would
like
have been
18 minutes.
Yeah. Like a full 15 minutes into a 42-minute episode, they're dropping the intro, the title card.
It would hit so hard.
And it would hit so hard.
DB, you never hit us with the welcome, welcome, welcome.
The what is your favorite show? I was like asked that recently.
Yeah,
and
you said Sopranos.
No, I went with Community.
That's a good answer.
Because like in the last however many years, it's like. The show I think I watched that brought me the most joy,
yeah.
That I was the most into,
yeah.
Something I'm like always down to watch again,
right.
No matter what episode. Like Sopranos, I don't know if I could do that. Like I have to be ready to rewatch it. I don't know. It's hard.
No, I hear that. I mean, historically, I've always said Buffy the Vampire Slayer is my favorite show. And certainly it would still be very high up there.
Like, I wouldn't say Batman the Animated Series, you know? Right. But I do love Batman the Animated Series.
Buffy.
Home movies.
Buffy.
A Norm show.
It's Buffy. No, it's Buffy. It's Community. It's The Good Wife. It's Sopranos. It's
Is Good Wife one of your favorites?
It's up there. It's up there.
More than Good Fight?
I mean, I guess I don't really separate them, but they deserve to each have their own. I don't know.
All right.
Top five. No. Buffy number one.
Okay. Solid. You've watched every show ever, so.
I haven't watched Buffy.
Crazy. You like, I think your favorite is,
Sopranos?
Let Sammy do his joke.
There's no joke.
No joke. Let Sammy do his serious fact.
What was that show with Michael Keaton, the dope sellers or whatever?
Michael Keaton sells dope?
The OxyContin one on Hulu or whatever.
Is Michael Keaton in that?
Isn't it?
I don't think so.
No, Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
But I can't watch.
There's a Michael Keaton one. Watch that one?
No, I watched the Broderick one, but I can't watch Michael Keaton anymore after Peter did that impression. I was going to put something with his on last night, and I'm like, I can't take this dude seriously anymore.
We'll have Peter do it on the show next week.
Hopefully we have a microphone for him.
No, you're dead to me.
Oh.
That's your favorite.
He's not in that either.
No, that's your favorite though, right?
I do like Dead to Me a lot, yeah. I think it's a fine program. Yeah, I like Dead to Me. A lot. Yeah. You trying to shame me?
Don't eat like that.
DP said we should eat McDonald's on the pod. Did you not?
Dope Sick is the Michael Keaton one. You didn't watch that? You talked about it so much.
Don't you dare.
What? All right, what else? I went to Portland this past weekend. You guys wouldn't come. The Enemy of the
Pod. I didn't have time to go to Oregon.
Ari. No, we didn't. Not Oregon.
What?
Maine. Portland, Maine.
I would have done that.
This fucking fool.
I would have done that, dude.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but put a little... Sit up straight or something. You're too sleepy.
You're right.
Ah! Clear your throat.
It was great. So fun.
What did you guys do? Go fishing or something?
We ate fish.
Oh, I was close.
We went to a public sauna, a bathhouse. Oh,
public? Like government owned?
No, I guess not. No, not a public sauna.
Private sauna.
Right.
But it's not a membership club.
Right.
So just a sauna.
Just a bathhouse. And it was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Washington baths, yeah.
Wow.
Just incredible.
Well, what was the vibe inside? What's the design? Because like the one we went to in Brooklyn was like, it had like the paintings of like the...
Right, the murals.
Murals
and it's
on
like,
it.
Yeah, it's like sort of like Roman.
Yeah,
Greek,
yeah.
Or like Greek, right?
Yeah,
this is like, I think this is more like Finnish style, like wood, concrete, like very... I mean, it was also...
Like you're in the mountains
It's also
something?
Like brand new. So it's just like zipped up tight,
right.
Nice
like
and clean.
Comparing thing like, one to thing 1990 or whatever the second one came out.
2011.
Yeah, you can't compare.
Oh, and like all the, the saunas were just in the separate locker rooms. So there's like one sauna in the men's locker room, one sauna in the women's locker room. So you could be naked and like all
the
dudes were hanging dong.
Each locker room was just as nice as the other?
Yeah.
So they're
like
separate,
They're like, you know, they're just as nice as each other. Separate, but just as nice.
You were in that club?
I saw.
Got him. Dude, you were in that club?
No, like maybe the women's room is like slightly nicer, but it's not. It's the same exact thing. It's just like the there's it's like a little bit of a different shape.
Hmm.
Like, just because of the space.
Because ladies have hollow bones.
Right.
That's how they fly.
And yeah, lots of dong. And then there's like a...
What's the biggest dong you saw there?
There were some... No, nothing crazy.
Damn, that's a
dong-filled weekend for you.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
that dildo in Sex and the City was insane out of this world, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, no one said anything.
It had to be big enough.
Everyone said... What do you mean? The point of the show was, oh...
Yeah, but all the girls...
Pod, Adam Friedland is calling.
All the girls in the room were like, oh, that's kind of small.
Yo, what's up?
And it was like... My fucking forearm.
Yeah,
well, it has to be big enough for a horse.
It was bigger than a horse.
Like, updated numbers and breakdown?
Yeah, definitely. We're recording the pod right now. Can I call you back?
You're doing your pod?
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, dude. I hear it's one of the sickest wrestling adjacent podcasts there is.
Do you know what it's called?
Sober Community Wrestling Adjacent Podcast.
No, it's called Wrestling.
You know what it's called, though?
It's Eddie Guerrero Cheat to Win Forever.
These are good names.
Yeah.
Will you come on the pod?
This guy wants Caliburn G empty pants.
The Gay Mysterio Hour? You guys heard that? Damn, you're killing it.
Not the original.
Well, I can go all day.
Can we get them?
Give us one more.
Probably.
And now rule of threes, rule of threes.
I'm going to forward you this email.
Okay. Yeah, Vince looks good, right?
He looks like he's dying.
Oh, he looks sick.
Yeah, he like walks around with a cane now.
Oh, no. Does he still have that little mustache?
False accusations due to him, man.
That's, wow.
They kill you from the inside.
I mean, he's been run through the ringer.
Yeah, poor guy.
Poor guy, god damn. I mean, seriously.
All right, when
are
you going to be done?
Any minute now.
What?
Okay, yeah, call me in like 10 minutes.
How long have we been going?
But how much good shit do we get?
Really good. I feel like we got good shit.
You were in that club, though.
All right, I'll call you back.
You guys were in that club?
Wait.
Leave this part in when I say you guys were in that club. You guys were in that club, though. The gay club. You guys were in it because you're gay. That's why you went. There were a lot of clubs, but you guys are like, nope, I just want the gay club. Is there one of those?
Crown Jewel this weekend.
What's that? Oh, you want to get into it?
Let's get into it.
DB says, so we do. What?
The Gay Mysterio Hour. Did you guys hear that one?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
I didn't hear that.
That's pretty good.
What about it? Thoughts? I think we're going to see a lot of belts change hands this weekend.
I don't think so.
What do you think?
No, I think we'll see...
One belt change, probably.
Yeah, what?
You don't think
Seth
LA
Seth
Knight
Drew.
Is going to...
I think Seth Drew. I think Drew's going to get it.
I think most likely it...
It's Rhea? No.
Right.
Why not? Fuck her.
It's a five-way, so like the odds are higher that a random pin could happen.
Right, right.
And the belt's lost because of tomfoolery. But...
I don't think we're supposed to say that anymore.
But ultimately, I think it's going to be Seth Drew.
What
the
belt
change? Yeah,
that's what I said.
I know.
Oh.
I'm working thinking through it.
All right.
Or
no belt change.
Right, but
or every belt change.
Well, think of it from the perspective of like what's more story driven and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It would be more interesting if Rhea lost the belt because she's become like the leader of Judgment Day, and is doing all these plans, talking to people on the side. So remember, she was talking to Drew.
Yeah.
And she propositioned Seth for help. So Judgment Day could mess up that match.
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
But could she only talk to people and have juice because she's a champ? Like, would people listen? Like, if your girl, Michaela Rhodes, what's her name? Isla Schlesinger, what's her name? DIY's wife?
Candace.
Candace
LeRae. Went up to to Drew and was like, hey, I got a plan. Let's do it. He'd be like, who the fuck are you?
Right. No, obviously Rhea runs Raw.
But like if she didn't have the belt, she'd be like a loser. Not a loser, but wouldn't be as big as
so
she is.
Story
that's my point, is that it could be more interesting story wise is
no, I thought you were saying the opposite.
No,
I thought you said it's interesting that she could work with other people.
My point being is like she has all this power, she's doing trying to make all these moves, she's been talking to the Bloodline too, and then boom, she loses the belt. So then it changes her whole trajectory and how people view her. That seems to be a little more story-wise you can sink your teeth into writing off of that compared to Drew just winning over Seth and then, oh, Drew's
right.
champion.
Right. That's a good point. Right, because there's ongoing tension. There's like in the Judgment Day all the time and right yep. now, and it like sort of switches, but right now it's like
there's no
Damian.
Tension.
No, there is tension.
With
there's, Bill. With Rhea, they're like sort of, they're like, oh, Rhea, like you think you, like this is, we have no leaders here, but you're like, you're setting up matches for us.
They haven't.
Unilaterally. What do you mean?
Yeah,
they did that this week.
Yeah.
So like if she loses the belt, then it's like, oh, like who are you to tell us anything? Like
there's more drama in it.
But then it kind of just ends the story with nothing to replace it with. Like she has a big story now and then.
Well, what's
like,
her big story?
That she's talking all these other wrestlers and scheming and skyming and setting up matches for Damian.
Right.
Excuse me. And then the opposite is she's just a loser. Like, yeah, I mean, anything could happen, but it sounds like if anything, you would want to push it further.
All right. Can you guys...
what the fuck?
Talk about the... No. I just need to do a tiny bit of work. You guys keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
No.
This is the Game Mysterio Hour.
I'm right here.
But it'll be fun. I like the afternoon pay-per-view, too. I like how it's in the middle of the afternoon.
But then what am I going to do at nighttime?
Watch the after show.
Hey, now.
Hey.
I wonder what surprise appearances there'll be.
True. Good point. Side note, Ric Flair is in AEW now.
True.
Doing a program with Sting before Sting retires.
Rumor has it it's going to be Flair versus Sting for Sting's last match.
Yeah.
But
which would be pretty rough to watch.
Right. Does Sting even wrestle now?
Right.
No, Sting still wrestles and he's been doing big stuff like for his age. He's way more. I mean, Ric Flair is older than him. Like, Ric Flair's in his 70s.
Ric Flair could barely walk.
Yeah, I think Sting's maybe in his late 50s, early 60s, but he's still doing table shots and stuff like that.
True.
So he could still do work. I think Sting's trying to, I guess, get out before he's really going to hurt himself because he's just old. And, like, I don't see a match with Ric Flair working out. At all, based on Ric Flair's final retirement match, which went terrible.
Did it go terrible? I thought they loved it, but he was like covered in blood at the end of it.
Yeah, it's like his thing, but his performance was dog shit.
No, I didn't watch it.
It was dog shit.
It got big ratings.
Right. It's you know, he's the arguably the greatest of all time.
I thought John Cena was.
They say every wrestler is. I don't get it. But everyone, you know, calls out Ric Flair as the GOAT, so.
Not on WWE.
Yeah.
On WWE, they say John Cena is the GOAT.
They do.
I'm confused.
If you, like, other what? Wrestlers always say that the greatest wrestler, in their opinion, is Ric Flair.
Outside WWE.
Or people that were formerly in.
But the WWE program doesn't acknowledge that.
No. They don't really acknowledge Ric Flair at all.
Well, I mean, he showed up a couple times for, like, Scarlett WrestleManias and stuff.
For what?
Scarlett, when she's at WrestleMania, he'll be there.
Charlotte. You know.
Oh,
You know, Scarlett Flair.
No, I was so confused.
You know.
Because there's a... yeah. Okay. I got you. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
he beefed it.
You guys aren't so good at...
What? Oh, you were making a joke?
I wasn't making a joke.
No.
We're talking about Flair, and I say Scarlet, which is basically Charlotte. It doesn't instantly jump in your head.
I mean, I guess so. Just like Venmo.
I was wrong, though.
Venmo is the same as Velma, but, you know.
Yeah. If we're talking about Scooby-Doo, or not even Scooby-Doo, we're specifically talking about Velma, and then I say Venmo. I don't know. I was wrong on both, but also at the same time.
Fucking mush mouth.
Oh. I think they need to do more Grayson Waller, more theory. Grayson Waller's hilarious. They need more Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly's came back and then haven't been on that much. And Street Profits have just taken a dive.
Yeah, I think they need to fire 40% of the roster.
They just did that.
Right, but they're still too big. We're just not going to see, a lot of people get a lot of screen time. There's just too many wrestlers.
Not enough Baron Corbin.
And too much Viking Raiders.
Right. How the hell do Viking Raiders have more screen time than Pretty Deadly or Grayson?
Right.
I mean, that promo where KO punched both of them in the face at once was great.
That was great. All right. Any final thoughts?
No. I'm looking forward to... Crown Jewel.
All right, me too. All right, folks.
Wait, you can't keep it going another minute? How long have we been on?
Hour 21.
All right, yeah. All right, folks. Well, bring us in.
See ya. We'll see ya. Rich Flair.
We're not
if I said Rich Flair is the goat.
Yeah, you said his last. You said his last name though. Oh, when Scarlett was at WrestleMania.
We're talking about Ric Flair, and then I say when his daughter.
You didn't say daughter.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. We could check the tape.
I didn't, because I didn't want to, because it wasn't necessary. You would have never figured that out?
I figured it out. I'm the one who said.
I wasn't talking to you.
All right.
You know it's not. All right, just cut it. Turn it off right now. Click the button.
All right, see y'all.
That's not what I said. I said just click the button.